Well, you're quite welcome. Whoever the hell you are. Hey, I know who I am. Do you know who I am? I'm here for the Antique Phonograph Hour, which is not on tonight. Instead, it will be the substitute program. It will be the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, hosted by me, the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. You've probably seen my face somewhere. They tell me that they use it in this radio station to publicize the station somewhere on the interweb. I've never seen it. I don't own a computer. I don't have a DVD, a cell phone, microwave oven, nothing. And now that I'm filling in and I'm in control here at the radio station, oh, they need me to do a station ID. This is a stinky radio station, WFMU, East Orange, that's where I live, in a bunker on Springdale Avenue, and WXHD, Mount Hope. Anyway, for the next hour, we'll be playing only 78 RPM records, no compact discs, foy, just the very mention of them sets me in a lather. Well, anyway, no vinyl LPs, no cassette, no 8-track tape, no 3PM, whatever they call those little things. So, instead we have 78 RPM records only here on the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir with me, Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. Okay, let's start today with Billy Murray. Here's for you. Listen.
As a child I went wild when the band played. How I ran to the man when his hand swayed. Clarinets were my pets and a slide trombone I thought was simply divine. But today when they play I could hit them. Every bar is a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument that I call mine. I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow, give me your P-I-A-N-O. Oh, I love to sit right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand. When a green tetrazine starts to wobble, I grow cold as an old piece of marble. I allude to the crude little party singer who don't know when to pause. At her best, I detest the soprano, but I run to the one at the piano. I always love the accompaniment, and that's because I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow, give me a P-I-A-N-O. I love to sit right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand.
Cheeky Mo, Cheeky Mo, Cranny Crow, went to the well to wash brush my toe. When I got back, my sweet little chicken dog. I'm a little Joe's feeling low. There's only one thing I'd like to know. Why in the world would my sweet little chick leave home? She done flew the coop and gone. She left me all alone. Yes, I wish I knew why she left me here so lonely and blue. Chicky mo, cranny crow. I ain't going to the well no more. Hanging round till my sweet little chick comes home. It's a natural fact, she left me holding a sack. I'll stay on the track till my chick gets back. Hanging round till my sweet little gal comes home. It's a natural fact, she left me holding a sack. I'll stay on the track till my chick gets back. Hanging around till my sweet little gal comes home.
What you do, half as good as you say. you do. I tell you what you better do. You better start in loving me now.
But that was Eddie Cantor, and a song called If You Do What You Do. That we heard a song before that from a great American musician, one of the greatest. Well, maybe he is the greatest. Louis Jordan with his Timpani Five, and Chicky Moore, Craney Crow. And Billy Murray opened up the program with I Love a Piano. So, for this hour, filling in for my friend Mac, he's one of the few people on the station I like. I like Jerry, who does the Edison program. No relation to me, Courtney T. Edison. Well, at least I'm not admitting it. So, in addition, on the fill-in here for the Antique Phonograph Hour, in addition to getting great music, you get a bonus. You get me, Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, filling in. You get to hear me talk. Get to hear me spout off about this crappy radio station that won't let me do a regular show. I've been doing programs here now for 15 years. When Laura, that's another person here I really like, Laura, used to like the hound, but they cut off his legs and sent him away in a cart. So he doesn't do a show here anymore, but I used to fill in for the hound and for Laura. She's gone too. So the station, the people here, I don't know what's wrong with them, but they're all hippies. Most of them are just hippies. They talk about peace and love and saving the planet, but they are hateful people, and they hate me, and they say nasty things about me behind my back, and they keep me off the air, especially that scoundrel, Brian Turner, will not give me a show. I keep asking. These people, these hippies here, they're fighting. What? For what? I don't know. They want, look, as far as I'm concerned, fighting for social justice and ending oppression and saving the planet are not on my to-do list this week. And won't be next week either. Just I tuned in the station. I live in East Orange in a bunker on Springdale Avenue. And the other day, I turned on the radio to WFMU, and there was this DJ. He was playing music by what he called indigenous peoples, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. We had this DJ, I forget his name, but he cried. He wept on the air that some of these indigenous clowns were politically oppressed, and they sang about their struggles for peace and justice. Well, I think he was trying to draw parallels to life under our current U.S. fascist regime. But he never came right out and said it. Anyway, so did the hippies here at WFMU, they asked me if I'm still oppressing indigenous peoples in East Orange. You know? So I said, stop the presses. The brutality ended last week. The protesters camped outside my bunker, and they were antagonizing the neighbors and stomping through their flower beds. So they probably were foraging for nuts and berries or something in East Orange. Anyway, I went ahead and I freed all my political prisoners from my bunker. Unfortunately, in their delirious state of jubilation, some of them ran out into the street and were run over by a Domino's pizza delivery driver who was driving down Springdale Avenue at 90 miles an hour with 6 pepperoni and anchovy pies in the back seat. It was an ugly, bloody scene. Of course, since we had issued and signed writs of freedom, I was no longer responsible for the victims. So I think the local government came by and picked up the bodies and sent them off to the morgue. Meanwhile, of course, as far as that Domino's pizza delivery boy, where the pies in the back seat were totaled. That's right, they were totaled. And they were going to my friend, Rummy Delbarton. And they never arrived. But no one cared that an old man in East Orange went to bed hungry that night. Well, anyway, back to that disc jockey I heard on WFMU that later he was playing some guy recording or some guy making pig squeal noises on a saxophone. It went on for maybe 20 minutes or so. I know, because I turned it off after 3 minutes. I came back in two, and it was still going. I turned it off, and I came back 15 minutes later, and it was still going. Maybe it's still going now, 800 hours of some guy making pig squeal noises on a saxophone. That's what ordinarily passes for programming here at WFMU. But not tonight. Well, not until 8 o'clock anyway. We'll be listening to the fine sounds of 78 RPM records only here on the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, hosted by Courtney T. Edison. That's me. So, here's a great recording now by one of the Nicholas brothers. This is by Harold Nicholas.
High luck or low luck or no luck at all, I'll never care if I rise or I fall. I've learned a lesson since we've been apart. I'll do all right if I follow my heart. I walk on the ladders, number 13 doesn't scare me, 'cause I'm dressed up in a rainbow and I'm riding on the moon. Old jeans had me cornered, but I found out how to shake it, and my true love helped me break it. Now I'm riding on the moon. Ah, yes, you can preach it, sister, while I shout for joy. Ah, yes, say hello to Lady Love's baby boy. You're my ring of roses, so I can't be heavy-hearted, 'cause I'm right back where I started, and I'm riding on the moon.
He walks on the ladder, number 13 doesn't scare him, 'cause he's dressed up in a rainbow, and he's riding on the moon. Old Jim's had him cornered, 'cause he found out how to shake it, and his true love helped him break it. Now he's riding on the moon.
don't know who it was wrote it or by whose pen it was signed. Someone once said, and I quoted, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. He may have you in a halter, harness before and behind, but till you kneel at that altar, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Promise anything, anything at all. Promise everything. Honey, don't swerve. Throw 'em a curve. String 'em along till they show you what they've got to deserve. Balance, and he seems heaven designed. If that boy's short on his talents, it's the woman's prerogative to change her mind. So don't fret how much you kiss them when on their couch you recline. Don't forget we've got a system. It's a woman's prerogative to change her mind.
You're the candy, sweet and pretty candy, won't you decide? Everything.
Well, that was the Brock Sisters. You know, if you hear those kinds of show from many years ago, and they tell me that they keep them in an archive somewhere. I don't know where that is. You'd have to find it. They say it's in the WFMU archives. I don't know how that can be, because I don't tape the programs. I just do them live, and they disappear when I'm done. They disappear, and they go off into other planets, I understand. They're listening to my program on other planets now. Anyway, I play a lot of the Brock Sisters. I play the Duncan Sisters, the Williams Sisters. I like the sister groups. And, you know, if you listen to me, you also know that I'm very fond of young women. Yes, your gadger loves younger women, 45, 50. But I ain't messing around with no 40-year-old jailbait. So, I do want to say to the person who just called me, some jackass called on the telephone, and he said, what the hell kind of music is this you're playing? And I told him, this, my young fellow, is soul music. It's soul music. This is real soul music. Yes. And I also said to him, by the way, I said to you too, that I need a soul transplant. Yes. Can anybody help? I lost my soul. I had one, but I had to give it up to a straight flush. So, anyway, I know the Red Cross does blood drives. I wonder if they do soul drives. You know, collecting surplus souls and providing them to those of us who have been deprived. I'm not saying I need a soul, mind you. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it wasn't the poker hand where I lost it. Maybe I just, well, it's very possible. You know, don't know how old I am, do you? Yes, I've got shoes older than you. I'm very old. Maybe I just outlived my soul. My soul died many years ago, but I'm still alive. You know, my soul died young, and I never noticed it missing. It hasn't affected my behavior, not that I'm aware, anyway. I'm the same ornery scalawag I was at age 12, and that was several centuries ago. So anyway, if you've got an extra soul laying around, send it to me. Send it care of my bunker in East Orange. Whatever you do, though, don't send it to WFMU, because Brian Turner will steal it, and he'll sell it at the lousy record fair. Anyway, before the Brock Sisters, we heard from Pearl Bailey, and she did It's a Woman's Prerogative. Blind Blake was in there. He was picking and strumming on Blind Arthur's Breakdown. And Harold Nicholas won half of the tap dancing. Those great Nicholas brothers. Yes, Harold and Fayard Nicholas, two of the greatest dancers who ever lived. And Fayard's still alive. He's just a kid. He's like 91 or something, you know. Anyway, that was his brother Harold singing a song, Riding on the Moon. So, if you tuned in, it's WFMU. You want to hear the Antique Phonograph Hour. Well, it's not on tonight. Mac is taking a powder. He's not here. Said he had something more important to do. I think he was out working on a heist. He found out where they were keeping a vault of old acoustic 78s, and he was planning to steal them tonight. Tonight was the only day he could schedule the theft. So, that's why he's not here. But he'll be back in a couple of weeks. I'm the old codger. He asked me to come in, fill in for him. So, and I have been sleeping in the library here for 2 days. I've made sure I got here on time, so for my 7 o'clock show today. So I got here on Sunday. And I've been sleeping in the library, and let me tell you, my back hurts a little bit. Sleeping on the linoleum floor. It's not easy. Anyway, we have more great music for you. Everything is on 78 RPM records only here on the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. Well, I thought I had a record queued up, but I guess I didn't. You know what it is? I forgot to wind up the Victrola. So just give me a second. Here we go. Okay, the music is coming momentarily. You know what it is? Sometimes I forget. You know, as my friend Rummy Delbarton was saying to me yesterday, he says short-term memory is the first thing Yeah, what the hell was it he said?
You should know all about this drunken Romeo. Who's out to get you?
Hey, you don't mean me.
Baby, beware.
He's the guy who won't play fair.
With a smile so sweet and fetching.
Wanna show my latest etching.
Watch out, he's a wolf. So, lady, do be careful, 'cause he might be after you. Watch out, he's a wolf. He may not say an awful lot, but baby, does he woo.
Everybody thinks I'm shy, just a simple sort of guy.
When some cutie passes by, he goes, watch out, he's a wolf. He'll say that you are simply grand, that he will do whatever you command. But when he starts to hold your little hand, just watch out, he's a wolf.
Oh, now, miss, you can't mean me. I only want to take you out to tea.
Watch out, he's a wolf. Ooh.
Oh, honey, don't believe those guys.
I have to, 'cause they ought to know they're all a pack of wolves.
Thank you. Had their ups and downs. I'd like to turn them all into glad folks, drive away their frowns. I've had my losses, you bet, but I've got plenty yet. I've got the birds, I've got the trees. You can't be poor with things like these. And if I didn't have a blessed thing more, that's something to be thankful for. I've got the sun, the moon above. I've got my health and friends I love. And if I didn't have a blessed thing more, that's something to be thankful for. As long as I can stretch and yawn to the music of the dawn, singing, wake up, carry on, I'm glad I'm living. I've got someone to share my lot, who's satisfied with what I've got. And if I didn't have a blessed thing more, that's something to be thankful for. And I'm not too thin, not too fat, not too round, and not too flat. I've got what I've got, and I'm glad it ain't more, and that's something to be thankful for. I've got my pep, and I can still enjoy that well-known certain thrill. I'm getting enough, and I can still ask for more, and that's something to be thankful for. My man keeps me satisfied. What I like, I'm not denied. And if he wants to cheat a little bit on the side, it's all right with me, I let him. He should live so. And at any time he don't make good, I mean in doing the things a good man should, I've got the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and that's something to be thankful for.
To do with that,
and I need a little dough to spin.
Well, look at him.
What is it,
Sue? Right now you just well get disgusted.
Now what you mean?
Because I haven't got a cent to lend, not to nobody.
Now what are you singing the blues for?
Because time is hard.
Why, you know you got paid Saturday night.
Look here.
What is it?
And what I've got, believe me, I've got it yet. And Pop is sitting on it good and tight.
I know that part.
Because time is hard. So Dad blame hard. Saving mine till a rainy day.
That's so.
And while the sun is shining bright, sweet Pop is still making hay. Now the only way you separate me from my long, long green, you got to do some tricks that Houdini never seen. For time is hard, so Dad blame hard. I'm saving mine for a rainy day.
Say, listen.
What is it?
Why, this mama's independent. She don't need your jack.
Is that so?
Every nickel that you give me, you got that worth back.
Not yet.
In the future, you keep yours, and I'll keep what's mine. And if you want my loving butter, simply read this sign.
What is it?
Because times is hard, so doggone hard. Mama saved me till a rainy day. Don't need no sun, give me the moon. And give some horse your hay.
What's the matter now?
Well, you got away with murder just because you could. And if you want my love and butter, you got to lay it on the wood. Because times is hard, so Dad blame hard. Mama saved me till a rainy day.
Come here, come here. You said time is hard.
You know it is.
So Dad blame hard. You saving yours for a rainy day.
I ain't missing it.
Now look here, Mama. You ain't gonna make no fool out of me. Just listen what I've got to say.
What do you say?
I used to bring you my money and put it in your hand. You went right straight and give it to your back door man. You will never get my money till you grow horns on your head. You ain't gonna spend it on no man. That's when I am dead. All my jack goes in my coffin. I done put it in my will. If I die and go to the devil, I can pay my whiskey bill. Cause time is hard, so Dad blame hard. I'm saving mine for a rainy day.
I got a gal who's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabel McKee, and she tips the scales at 303 OG. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug away some chalk a mark to see where you began one day. I was a-huggin' and a-chalkin' and a-chalkin' and a-huggin' away when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand. bend, coming around the other way, over the mountain, coming around the other way. Said I'm weak, my bones don't ache, my joints don't creak, but I grow pale and I get limp every time I see my baby blimp. Oh gee, but ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her,
you don't know where you're at, you have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a bit and chalk a mark to see where you began.
One day I was a-huggin' and a-chalkin' and a-beggin' her to be my bride,
when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand,
a-comin' around the other side,
over the mountain,
a-comin' around the other side. She's a mile wide,
chalkin' up the mark down in Yellowstone Park,
when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, a-comin' around the other side,
over the mountain, over the great divide.
from great old race music. There, we used to call it race music. Yeah, that was Louise Johnson and Off the Wall. Before that, Hoagy Carmichael did Huggin' and Chalkin'. I'm going backwards now in the list of records that we played. This is called the Place Set List. Play Set List. Butter Beans and Susie did Times Is Hard. That was a 78 RPM record. Everything I play is 78 RPM record. I need to put this back in the sleeve, actually. I don't want to break it. Sophie Tucker. You know, I love Sophie Tucker. The last of the Red Hot Mamas. She did That's Something to Be Thankful For. We heard Scott Wood and the Six Swingers do Twilight in Turkey. Fats Waller with Handful of Keys. And Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra with Meredith Blake and Johnny Bond did the Wolf Song. This is the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, hosted by Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. Yes, they let me fill in every so often. And, of course, maybe it was some sort of Yuletide generosity that they thought they'd give me an hour here in the holiday season coming up. I just want to say that, of course, I don't celebrate Christmas very much, and I will not be playing any Christmas music on this program. New Year's Eve comes after that, and I am planning to make my New Year's resolution, as I always do, the same resolution every year. So, my New Year's resolution, of course, as it was last year, will be my New Year's resolution. I, Courtney T. Edison, your codger, hereby resolve to change the sheets. Yes, and of course, I always fulfill my resolution by the second week of January, when I finally get around to changing the sheets. So, those of you going out to celebrate in the holiday, be careful how much you drink. Make sure you don't drink too little. Yes. You know, go out there and get drunk as a skunk. Now, you might be wondering, what does that mean, drunk as a skunk? Everybody says it. Well, you know, skunks don't actually drink very much. In fact, skunks are noted for their sobriety. I have my friends, Charlie and Rosetta Skunk, and they rarely have more than two cocktails. They're fine citizens, and they're jokesters. They have a great sense of humor. Rosetta likes to come over to me, and she says, smell me. That's what she says. She says, smell me. Well, I don't know why skunks have reputations as alcoholics. Skunks have one of the lowest percentages of rates of alcoholism in the animal kingdom. Far lower than ferrets and meerkats, both of which have alarmingly high incidences of alcohol dependence. Where at any given time you can find 10% of the ferret population drunk, in a drunk tank somewhere, you know? And the male ferrets, they're notorious wife abusers, too. Anyway, I guess people say drunk is a skunk because skunk rhymes with drunk. Well, that's a pretty silly reason, isn't it? Drunk as a ferret doesn't sound very good. You say, you're drunk as a ferret. It doesn't work. No, it's like irrelevant as an elephant. It's meaningless. Nothing, of course, rhymes with meerkat except beer hat. You have to be a pretty desperate poet to coin that term. Anyway, you leave the meerkats alone. They have enough problems. The last election was disputed, and they're still arguing about it. You add alcohol to the mix, and you have a calamity. And nothing rhymes with calamity, except you-know-who, and I won't mention his name. Oh, okay, I will. No, I won't. You have to be pretty desperate to use his name and the word calamity in the same poem. You don't even have to be a poet. Anyway, I'm getting carried away here, and of course we're running out of time. Coming up at 8 o'clock, here is something called The Best Show, hosted by Sharp Tom, or something. It's coming up at 8 o'clock. Anyway, right now we got the great Roy Smack, some music, on 78 RPM Records, played by the old codger here on WFMU. Thank you.
far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year. And there's a reason. The season opened last July. Ever since the USA went dry, everybody's going there, and I'm going too. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Cuba, there's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark-eyed Stellas light their fellas, Panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in C-U-B-A. Take a friend's advice. Drinking in a cellar isn't nice. Anybody who has got the price should be a Cuban. Have you been longing for the smile that you haven't had for quite a while? If you have, then follow me and I'll show the way. Come on along to Cuba, that's where I'm going. Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark-eyed Stellas light their fellas, Panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in C-U-B-A.
Well, that's the end of the program, unfortunately, for me. Probably not for you. So I want to thank... That boy, by the way, was Billy Murray, with I'll See You in C-U-B-A. And Roy Schmeck, before that, with The Laughing Rag. So, I want to thank Mac for letting me fill in for the Antique Phonograph Hour, here presenting you the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, hosted by Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. I also want to thank the phone calls I got during the program. All came from the robot. The WFMU robot called me many, many times to say numbers for some reason. I appreciate getting phone calls from the robot. So, I'll be back when somebody lets me fill in for them playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. Now, this is the old codger. Stay tuned for Sharp Tomling, something about a better show on FMU or something. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD, and Mount Hope.